What do these six words have in common? Hot dog, fireworks, well-being, waistline, sunset, and ice cream. They could all describe a fun holiday celebration. For example,
my holiday was wonderful. I went to a friend's party and we laughed, ate, and had a lovely time. We grilled hot dogs and made ice cream. Then, after sunset, we all went down to the river to watch the fireworks. It was a great time, but probably terrible for my waistline.
Great story! But what is the grammatical connection between all the words we talked about? They are all compound nouns, and that is our subject today. A compound noun is a noun made by putting two or more words together to act as one noun. These nouns can be written as one word, as in fireworks and waistline, as hyphenated words, as in well-being, or as separate words, as in ice cream. Compound nouns often have different meanings from their separate words. For example, if you had never heard of a hot dog, you probably would not know its meaning just from the words hot and dog. A hot dog is a small cooked sausage usually made from beef or pork. Compound nouns often are constructed from two parts of speech. The most common are noun plus noun, as in ice cream, waistline, and fireworks, which you heard earlier in the program. Adjective plus noun, as in hot dog and greenhouse.
Greenhouses at botanical gardens carry plants from around the world.
And noun plus verb, as in sunset and rainfall.
The average yearly rainfall in Washington, D.C. is around 40 inches.
But compound nouns are also formed in other ways, such as noun plus preposition, as in passerby.
A passerby witnessed the car accident on 17th Street.
Gerund plus noun, as in swimming pool and washing machine.
I'm so glad that our hotel has a swimming pool.
Adjective plus verb, as in public speaking and dry cleaning.
Can you call and see if the dry cleaning is ready?
Verb plus preposition, as in take off and look out.
Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
And preposition plus verb, as in output and overthrow.
The company increased output by extending its office hours.
Okay, moving on to plurals and possessives. In most plural compound nouns, the S goes at the end. But here's a little more to know. If the compound noun has no space or does have a space in between words, the S usually goes at the end, such as in greenhouses, waistlines, washing machines, and swimming pools. If the compound noun has a hyphen or hyphens, the S usually goes at the end of the noun, such as in secretaries general, passers-by, and fathers-in-law. To make the possessive form, simply add an apostrophe S to the end of the complete word, such as in these examples.
My daughter-in-law's dress is being made. The dry cleaner's address is on the table.
Lastly, let's talk about stress. In spoken language, stress is giving greater loudness or force to part of a word. Correct stress is very important for compound nouns. We usually stress the first syllable. For instance, when I say the word fireworks, I put greater loudness on fire. If I put the stress on works, it changes the meaning and would confuse the listener. Listen to more examples that stress the first syllable.
Swimming pool, football, haircut, bedroom, takeoff, ice cream.
And just for fun, here's an old but still popular song about ice cream.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Not all compound nouns follow the rule of first syllable stress. Proper nouns that are more than one word are considered compound nouns, and they usually carry the stress at the start of the second word. Listen for the stress in these proper nouns.
New Orleans, Las Vegas, Mount Rainier, Grand Canyon, South Africa, New Zealand, Secretary General, Prime Minister.
By now in your English studies, you've already used many compound nouns, and surely you'll use many more. So practice ones that are useful to you in speaking and writing. You can use a good dictionary to check how we say and write them. I'm Alice Bryant.